أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about various different aspects of Allah's Qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's might. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala called the believers to bring iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and to spend in the cause of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah's reward or partial reward for those who have brought iman, those in this world who are obedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They responded to the call of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of bringing iman. What would be some of their benefits, some of their rewards on the day of Qiyamah? Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. On that day you will see the believing men and the believing women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. Their nur will walk ahead of them and also on their right hand side. Bushraakum al-yawm, glad tidings be for you on this day. Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha, gardens under which rivers flow, you will remain in it forever. Dhalika huwa al-fawzul azim, and that indeed is a mighty victory, a mighty success for those who had these qualities. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the nur of the believers, that this nur will be ahead of them, in front of them, and this nur will be on their right hand side. So some of the commentators have explained that one is the nur of iman. That nur of iman that will glow from their hearts will be ahead of them. And then the nur of their amal, the nur of their actions, will be on the right hand side, and that will also glow for them. One will be the nur on their faces, that their faces will brighten up, like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about in other ayahs of the Quran Kareem, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. And here particularly, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the nur in front of them, the nur ahead of them and on the right hand side. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to explain this nur and the magnanimity of this nur. He used to say some people will come with so much of nur on the day of Qiyamah that nur will be as mighty as a mountain. And then others will have nur as high and as big as that of date palm trees. And then there will be those that will have nur as high as a human being. And then there will be those that will have nur, the equivalence of the index finger. And then he completes this narration saying, sometimes it will flicker, sometimes it will go off. Sayyidina Abu Umama Bahili, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometime after the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, he went to a mayyat, a funeral, in the area of Ash-Sham in the Levant. And there, after the janazah had been performed and the deceased had been buried, then he began to remind those around him about just some of the stages after a person has left this world. So he spoke about the qabr, and then he said that when man is resurrected from his qabr, then people will come to different spots or different stages. And then at that point in time, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant the believers the nur, whilst those who have not believed in Allah, they would not be granted any nur whatsoever. And then he says the whole area, that is the whole fiza, the atmosphere of Qiyamah, everything will blacken. And then we find those that have the opinion that this nur will be at the time when a person comes to the Pul Sirat, that bridge that is over the fire of Jahannam, and then at that time that nur will be of utmost value to an individual. because it will guide a person over the sirat. Now, the muhaddithin, the ulama of hadith, the commentators of the Quran Kareem have put together some of those deeds which is absolutely most important to us now at this stage. How are we going to accumulate that nur? How are we going to be amongst those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah that will have that nur? So they have given us a few ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by which if we practice upon and have our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us that nur also. Just some of them today and then we will continue tomorrow. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks generally about salat, about namaz, that person that saves God his namaz. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him three things. One is nur, the other is burhan, and the third is najat, that is emancipation. Burhan, in actual fact, will refer to proof and evidence. So that person that saves God looks after his salat. And here, when we have these types of ahadith, the general impression would be that it is the five times salat. And to establish the five times salat will be to do it with all the requisites of namaz that is required. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person nur. That person will have the proof and the evidence, that is the burhan. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person najat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person jannat. The person that does not look after his salat, does not save God, and is not particular about his salat, then for him there would be no nur, there would be no burhan, and for him there will be no najat. And such people will remain with Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. So that is the hadith generally about salat. And then we find particularly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about that person who emerges for the salat in darkness. Obviously the salat in darkness will be that of Isha and Fajr most definitely. And a person that emerges and goes out to the masjid and performs that salat in darkness in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person nur on the day of Qiyamah. Then we find the hadith that we are very familiar with of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that that person that makes tilawat and recites Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him the nur that is as great and mighty from the very bottom of that person right up to the sky, and in one riwayat from wherever he is right to the Baytullah. So that is the recitation of Surah Kahf that will grant us the nur on the day of Qiyamah. And one last hadith we'll discuss today is a person that makes even tilawat of one ayat of the Quran. A person that makes tilawat of even one ayat of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person nur. So the more tilawat of the Quran we make, the greater the nur on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.